Hey, it's Friends Day. Not Jennifer Aniston.
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
I've always worn a suit in a much more flamboyant way. And honestly, it's you know, little man syndrome. When you walk into a room with a bunch of 6'4" Adonis looking guys and you're dealing with this, the only chance to have any sort of attention from the fairer sex is look better in suits.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the RP Show. And Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to Canada's morning sports talk show, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. I'm Rod, he's Darren, and we're ready to roll today. I'm going to try and pick your spirits up at all those people out there watching in TV land.
All right.
Let's see if I can do it. Are you ready to go?
It's a challenge.
It is. It's going to be a fun show today. The guy you heard in the intro, if you were listening online at rodpeterson.com or through Facebook Live, was Greg Zahn, 16-year Major League Baseball veteran, World Series champion. Zahn's going to be with us here as the Blue Jays are in training camp, as are all of the Major League Baseball teams. Zahn's going to join us a little later on to talk about that. Stanley Cup playoffs, getting ready to roll. August 1st, I still believe, is when they're going to start. Peter Labardius will join us, Calgary Flames broadcaster. And Dave Patrician, the sports doctor, when things slow down in hour two and we go to Facebook Live only, the sports doctor is going to be with us to talk about all of our show topics today. It's not all good. Actually, I'm going to start with a little bit of a downer and end on an upper.
All cool? Right.
Okay, let's go with the quick six show topics today. All right, Jordan, on this episode 272. Number one. I've realized long ago that when I lay my head down at night on the pillow, not to think about what we're going to talk about the next day, because why? Things change all the time. So I get up today, and the first thing I see, Stanford cuts 11 sports. The sports juggernaut, Stanford University, from the Power Five. 11 sports gone. I'll be reading which those sports are coming up in the sports update. It's not pandemic related per se. I think it's almost a coincidence. They're not coming back, Darren. You know that. I don't know if you've been following that at all.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know if these are my friends per se, my sphere of people, or what's been going on in the last 24 hours, but we're going to spend quite a bit of time talking college sports today, because that's who's been blowing up my phone. Both sides of the border, NCAA and U Sports. And it is a scary damn time.
Oh, yeah.
But basically, it's saying if Stanford can do it, what's stopping every other school from doing it?
Right. You set that precedent. And in Canada, U of A does it. And the athletic powerhouse they've been, what's stopping everybody else from saving some money?
Exactly. Colin in Ottawa says, not just U Sports canceling sports. Now, that's the point. So when I said we're going to start on some bad news, that's it. And that came up this morning. Now, I was on a podcast last night from the 49 Sport Network, and Ben and Casey were the hosts. Casey, she was out of Montreal. Ben was in Vancouver, and we were talking university sports. See how I'm saying this just all kind of came up in the last 24 hours? And kids are smart, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that? They said, Rod, what would you like to see changed in university sports when it comes back? I was used to tap dancing, right? Thinking on my feet. They had good questions. I want you to think about that when we come back around. How should university sports, particularly in Canada, change when it comes back? I gave my thoughts. I'd like to hear yours. Mm-hmm. And the viewers. Point two, an Edmonton source telling me yesterday that the Eskimos will be changing their name. And it was in response to my contention that you can't have sponsors dictating business. By the way, our sponsors were lighting up my phone yesterday, too, by the way. They think they should be dictating how we do things. They were kind of tongue-in-cheek. I think. I'm just reading the comments from the people as we roll. So get ready for this. The Edmonton whatevers. Hey, once an empire, always an empire.
Right.
They have this famous, the Eskimo way. Ed Hervey talked about it. By the way, it wasn't an insult. It was a hallowed way of doing things, the Eskimo way. I'm just sticking up for a team that's been just getting bashed, kicked in the grapes now for several days. And did they do something wrong? These current guys didn't. So to point three, the Maryland governor has said, maybe it's time to change the name Redskins. That was from the governor of the state of which the Washington Redskins play. To point four, how big of a deal is it to change a team's name? Really? Is it just some letterhead and some stitching on the jersey? Or is it all mental and just the way that we think about things? It's really not that big of a deal at all.
Yeah. I mean, the financial impact is big.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah.
Like the whole stadium. There's logos. You go to Dallas, that Cowboy logo is on everything. The urinals, it's on everywhere. Like it's a big thing to try and switch it. Now, when you come to the Eskimos, everybody's suggesting the Empire right away. You don't have to change the logo, don't have to change any of the coloring. You know, it's pretty easy. You just change the one name, Eskimos, and away you go. So that limits a section of the merch that doesn't have to be touched, but it's a big deal. But it's not as big of a deal as we think it is.
That's what I'm also getting at.
It's not as big of a deal as we think it is. I mean, we were really upset. They're really going to name the team the Ottawa Red Blacks? Like, that's not very original.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
You know, 5 years later, we haven't thought twice about it.
Well, they're not going to get in trouble either.
No.
Well, actually, they did with their mascot, Joe Mufferaw, who represented a time in history that was not, right? They had to change his name to Big Joe. So that's my question. How big of a deal is it to change a name? Now, you people really should have got to know. You people. That's my point. When I say you people, you viewers should have got to know me 10 years ago. You really wouldn't have liked me because I've changed. I was closed-minded. I was bigoted. I was all the things that doesn't survive anymore. And I'm glad that I changed. So I'm thinking about this Eskimo thing. While I don't think the team should have to, I'm just on that side of society that doesn't think they should have to because their intention was not to mock a group of people. I also, and on the other side of the argument, with Don Cherry being fired by Sportsnet and CBC's Hockey Night in Canada for saying, you people, with regards to new Canadians, right? I got in a huge fight with Daryl Sutter, like, huge fight, in front of 500 people at a sports dinner in Paradise Hill, Saskatchewan last winter. He was on Cherry's side, and I was the guy saying, it's a different time, you can't talk like that. Well, if that's my case in that, how could my case be any different than it's a different time now than when the Eskimos were named and the Redskins were named and all these other teams?
Yeah.
And what really dawned on me on that was the Maryland governor coming out and saying times have changed. Maybe it's time.
Yeah.
So holy smokes, get ready for a change in the way we have long thought of these Canadian Football League teams. And Chicago Blackhawks have already said, we're not changing our name, and here's why. Jason in Red Deer writes in and says, Jordan Tutu got it right with his statement on Twitter. Well, Jordan's a little ahead of what I'm saying here. He said, hey, my grandfather, you read the comment, Jordan Tutu, the NHL great, Brandon Wheat King's great, basically saying my grandfather would have referred to himself as an Eskimo.
Proudly.
Proudly. Now we don't. Times have changed. And if that's the case, then you're going to have to say goodbye to the Cleveland Indians. Probably the Atlanta Braves, right? Yeah. So, by the way, we're really not playing now, so now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Especially for the CFL. Major League Baseball's in camp. And we'll be talking with Greg Zahn about that. So, I would like to talk about sports, but the one thing that's saving our bacon here, like actual games, is that we are a talk show. I'm getting it like every day. We're a morning coffee get-together. People are saying, how are you talking about sports when there's no sports? Well, people are still having coffee. And that's what we do here. And again, for you new viewers, we've been on the air here for just over a year, but we're new on Game Plus TV. Today marks a week of on national television all across North America. We are the view for sports fans. I'm the Whoopi Goldberg of sports. Thank you. Richie Leone is watching today. Oh, Richie, you, the contrary thinker, the punter of the Ottawa Red Blacks, watching from, I'm sure, Alabama. The last time we talked to him, Richie was in Alabama, and he says, is the term Yankees offensive? Don't! Now we go down that slippery slope of what's offensive to you isn't to me.
So,
right?
Yes.
So, what's the answer?
We're so worried about one negative comment.
Yeah.
Walk down the street, someone says...
Well, not
says,
we. I'm not.
But. I mean, people. And it's universal, I really think. So you walk down the street, someone says, you look fat in those pants. Those shoes are... So you go, what? I got to change them. You don't think of the 10 people that liked them or one bad comment on social media, and
right.
you immediately change your train of thought. and react to one piece of negative content. One sponsor saying they want to cancel should make you listen, but 10 sponsors canceling and your bottom line really being affected should make you take action. But the cancel culture thing is funny because you and I watched an old Bugs Bunny cartoon clip that was really bad that somebody brought up. Evolving is the goal, right?
Yeah.
That show carries some influence. You carry influence. You just said you didn't, you know, you were the closed-minded kind of guy before. You've now evolved and grown. And as an influencer, shouldn't be canceled. It's a tool now. Everybody can see. Look it, Rod has grown. He doesn't think that's right anymore. Looney Tunes has grown. They don't think that's right anymore. What was funny then? Okay. It's a different set of circumstances. It's not okay today. We can learn from that and grow. That's the goal. Not to just cancel everything. There'll be nothing left.
There'll be nothing left. So,
but it's okay to change.
And people are also afraid of the truth, if I may. When you said you look fat in those pants, I was leaving the house with a Deer Valley bunny hug one day to come do this show, and my daughter says, you can't wear that. You look fat in it. I looked in the mirror and said, you're right. Yes, I do. Went up and changed. There's a something to that, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She was right. So I didn't get offended and upset.
But you looked. And that's the thing with Edmonton.
I looked in the mirror. I literally looked in the mirror.
With Edmonton, Washington, all of that, right? Hand me a recipe or hand me some food and say, don't worry, this is healthy. Take your word for it, or you can show me the actual ingredients in it. It's the same thing with this. The Eskimos can say, we did our homework. The Redskins can say, we did our homework. And the public can say, really? Because we don't think it's right. If they just show them the work, people will be happy.
Richie Roy, our favorite magician, is watching, and he says, Looney Tunes remove Speedy Gonzalez, and Mexicans demanded he come back because they loved him. Where's the line? Looking forward to seeing you later today, Richie, by the way. This is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. We love them like the Dickens over there, the Dickens family at Flooring Superstore. They're busier than all get out, just so you know. 0.5, MLS is back. I tuned it in last night. Orlando defeated Miami 2-1. Gotta say, didn't really hold my interest. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Because everybody's, I'm getting messages this morning that, oh, NCAA's canceling this. NCAA, the border's going to be closed for 6 months. Everything's canceled. I'm like, whoa, MLS started last night. So I did watch it. One of our viewers wrote in and said it looked like a rec league. You know, playing in somebody's backyard. I saw that too. Some guy got really hurt, by the way. And of course, this is how it's going to change the way we view sports. Some guy got hurt and there's like 8 medical people around him on the field. Did you see any of the game? And I'm like, are they wearing masks? They're not socially distancing. I'm watching it. It's changed how we're going to watch sports.
I know.
Don't worry about his broken leg. The guy's not wearing a mask. That's working on him. Montreal Impact playing today. What? Seriously?
I know. That's how people watch sports, though. And they just want to pick the head out.
That's what it's going to be.
It is. And it's. We'll get over that, though. We'll get over it, I promise.
By the way, our Prairie Mobile text line is open. Your authorized SaskTel Mobility Dealer, 306-840-8777. That is 840-8777. I'm just clearing all of yesterday's messages. It's brand new, fresh slate for you to write into the program today over the next 2 hours. And 0.6, before we break and get to a sports update and bring in Peter Labardius of the Calgary Flames. Let's butter him up. CFL Sim doubleheader tonight. We'll be broadcasting on our Facebook Live channel of the Rod Peterson Show, the Calgary Stampeders at the Hamilton Tiger Cats, 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain, followed by the Toronto Argonauts at the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And both games are great. The Calgary-Hamilton game might be a Grey Cup preview. We're following along with the actual Week 5 and what would have been a Canadian Football League season. In between the games as part of the RP Show Summer Concert Series, country recording artist Chris Henderson will be performing live, a 3-song set, live tonight. So join us.
Yep.
Okay, Clark's telling me I got to shut up. and go to a break here. So anyways, 6 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's a computer-generated game through Doug Flutie's Maximum Football. Darren and I will be calling it. We've got a live country singer going to play in between. We got a live national anthem singer. And by the way, Derek Myers will not be with us tonight. It's just you and me. He's not with us. We already got it going. Mike Phoenix writes in, Argos! It's a huge game for the boatmen, guys. Guys, they're 3-0 under Ryan Dinwiddie.
You believe that?
Jeff Knox Jr. makes his return to Ryderville tonight.
Oh, yeah. And the other one is big, too. Like, Hamilton's got to get rolling.
They're 1-2, and there's a lot of virtual pressure on Orlando Steinauer. So I'm just saying, you're going to want to tune in tonight to our Sim broadcast. I got more, but we're going to break and come back with Lou. And, yeah, this has been The Rollout. It's the RP Show, episode number 272 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And listen and watching live on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Just working on establishing connection with Peter Labardius. And while we do that, we've got news this morning on this Thursday. Breaking news, as a matter of fact, as we go to the sports update for Ballers Rec Room in Red Bull, Canada. Lindy Ruff has been named head coach of the New Jersey Devils. Ruff's resume includes many years behind the bench in Dallas and Buffalo, leading the Sabres to the 1999 Stanley Cup final before losing, of course, to the Dallas Stars. Nearly 200 players took the field for an 8-minute, 46-second moment of silence to protest racial injustice before Major League Soccer's return to action Wednesday night. Several other players from Orlando City and Inter Miami took a knee near midfield during the demonstration. Orlando's Nanny scored in the 7th minute of stoppage time and held on for a 2-1 victory over expansion Miami. So Major League Soccer is back. Kudos to them for doing it and pulling it off last night, not to mention the peaceful demonstration. Tonight, the Montreal Impact takes on New England. Stanford University was already facing some difficult financial choices as it tried to support one of the nation's largest athletics departments. The pandemic forced a dramatic and painful decision. Faced with a nearly $25 million deficit next year, Stanford became the first known Power Five school to eliminate athletic programs because of the pandemic, announcing today that 11 of its 36 varsity sports will be shuttered next year. 11 of 36. The school will discontinue men's and women's fencing, field hockey, lightweight rowing, men's rowing, co-ed and women's sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling after the 2020-21 academic year. Stanford also is eliminating 20 support staff positions. Oh. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade, games, and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. All right, let's go out on video chat now. Peter Labardius joining us, Calgary Flames radio broadcaster from Southern Ontario. G'day, Lou. How are you?
I'm awesome, guys. I'm awesome.
Good. Good to hear. You're one of the guys, you and Rob Vanstone of the Regina Leader Post, absolutely thriving throughout this pandemic, or at least you using the time for positive purposes. Having said that, Lou, not a great day. I mean, you're a fan of NCAA sports, U sports. With what's going on there, what's your initial reaction when you hear these things?
Well, I mean, it's certainly something that makes you uncomfortable. It gives a lot of concern, and I have some great concern about what the new world is going to look like. But I also have to understand and just think about the entire situation, and health is first and foremost, and being comfortable and trying to arrive at a better middle ground for everyone in terms of what they're okay with and what they're not okay with. And I don't know about you guys, but even around the house and different conversations, I have yet to basically have a conversation with anyone in my friend group or associate group that I would say feels exactly the same about how to proceed going forward. So these are really trying, difficult times. Different leagues, different situations have completely different circumstances, and you have to understand that. I mean, you know, in so many ways, I feel like we live in a bit of a world where, A, we want an answer now. B, there can be a tendency to paint everything with the same brush, and that just isn't the case. You know, what major league sports has to deal with is one thing, you know, then there's the Western League, you know, there's the NCAA. They're all different, and they all have completely different factors based on everything else. So if you think about, you know, the NCAA and schools and what sports means to those schools, well, absolutely. But guess what? Those are major, massive, in certain cases, 65,000 student facilities. And all those things become far more important than your ability to play sports.
Lou, to hopefully some happier things, because it is somewhat depressing. And to be honest, you and I got a little gray at the temple. we've been around. I feel like we're okay. I really feel horrible for the young people, the athletes that are being forced to give up on their dreams, the young coaches, the sports information, all of that, sports information officers, the media, that bothers me the most. So at least we can tell them our thoughts are with them. But there's not, I don't feel, a lot we can do in this time. But moving forward, John Ohm in Winnipeg. He says Calgary Flames are going to burn out. Winnipeg Jets, Winnipeg Jets, Winnipeg Jets. He just goes on and on and on. I see Craig Button is doing a Leafs Columbus preview. I was watching that on TSN the other day. So We all want to know your take on the NHL's return to play. What do you know, Lou? What are you hearing? What's your travel schedule? Let's talk some NHL Stanley Cup playoffs here because it's not too far away.
Well, I don't hear any more than you guys do. And at this point in time today, I'm making a decision. I need one more piece of information to understand if I can or if I can't go in to the Saddle Dome to watch training camp that is supposed to start on Monday. So I may very well be getting off of this call and booking a ticket to go back to Calgary. Now, as far as the rest of what I am doing, I'm back to doing regular noon hits on a radio station. That started again on Monday, so there's some more normalcy. And as far as dates, I haven't seen anything that you guys haven't seen, including, you know, the newest tentative dates that came out late last night about new training camp for 2021, slated now for the middle of November with the potential start of a new season, December 1st. But Rod, you know, the hardest part, I think, for everybody is just this. You can't really operate right now more than a day at a time. We just don't know. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm fascinated. Maybe as fascinated based on everything about these playoffs, if indeed they get played, maybe for me personally and what I think a lot about, never been more fascinated. Never. Because of all it's going to ask of the players and the individuals that are involved. To me, this is going to be an incredible mental test. And your ability to block out the noise and all the distractions will be at an absolute premium. Who puts in the work, who loves the game, and who can eliminate distractions and as a group get to your team game really, really quickly. So I am, because I'm as fascinated today about people and how people work and how we get along and how we try as a society to get to the middle ground, I love studying people. And these playoffs and all the athletes are about to go through, what an unbelievable study it is going to potentially unveil for all of us.
No doubt. And Jordan Reeves, his Rough Riders DN, number 90, but his brother's Ryan Reeves of the Vegas Golden Knights. They're a fascinating family. And Ryan isn't as active on social media as Jordan is. But Jordan said, hey, if we come back in the CFL and we're sequestered in a hotel room for weeks on end and we just come out to practice and play, he's like, I don't know if I can handle it. And again, I'm not a young man anymore, Lou. For me, it would be a dream. Sit in my room and get room service, watch TV, go do the game and come back. I'd love it. But that's not the old me. So, yeah, no. I hope they are bringing in mental strength coaches and that kind of thing because it is going to be a strain, assuming that they do play. And for anybody that says they won't, I'm pointing to the MLS now. And they played last night, and they're playing again today. They're doing it in the bubble in Orlando. So don't say it can't be done because they're doing
it. No, it can be done.
Right, exactly.
It can be done. And absolutely, it can be done.
Well, the other thing, by the way, Brent Sopel was here, what was it, Monday? And he just ripped the NHL from neck to navel. I don't know if you saw the quote that they should not be playing, the season should be canceled, start up in October, this is a joke. And to be honest, it was just a counterpoint that I hadn't even considered. I don't think anybody ever considered scrapping the season in any of these pro leagues. Did you hear that?
Well, no, because again, you're trying to recoup the best that you possibly can. And first and foremost, in every situation, and it is for everybody right now, how are we going to be okay? How are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to have a roof over our head? But here's what I don't think people think enough about. And in Saskatchewan, there is nothing more important than the Canadian Football League. Well, guess what? To me, those are the athletes that are more relatable to us than Mike Trout. Mike Trout and a lot of, you know, the Big Four athletes, frankly, they can afford literally to make different decisions. They're in a different ballpark. You think about a CFLer who, and you guys back me up on this, my guess is most players in that league play the game for $100,000 or less. Well, that's a completely different world, and it's football, and you are limited in terms of years. So don't tell me that you don't have some different things to think about, as we all do right now, for a lot of us, in how you're going to go about your business. If I am set for the rest of my world, and frankly, I don't take anything away from them, they're the best at what they do. And they deserve, depending on the market and the situation, to be paid that way. Because frankly, you know who did that? We did. Sports fans, we did. But now, what are the questions they're asking themselves? And the fact of the matter is, I talked earlier about you can't paint with the same brush. Because if you're making millions and millions in the NHL or the major leagues or the NFL or Major League Baseball, don't compare that to what's going on in a league like the CFL, the WNBA, or any of the that is a different game that requires different decisions. If I'm a CFL player, do I really have a choice? No, you always have a choice, because health means weight. If you've ever been through any kind of, and we all have, Rod, you know it better than anybody, okay? Health, Matt, when we do not have our health, we have nothing. So we don't. So whatever choices people make based on that, I'm okay with. Other choices necessarily, don't tell me it's the same for all the athletes. It's not.
It's not. And from league to league, it's not. And I got to say, if I had a son or a daughter that was playing competitive sports, would I want them to go back playing?
Right.
I'm not sure that I would. So it's pretty it's simple for me to sit here and say, yeah, go back and play. Give us something to talk about. It's my opinion that I'd like to see them play. But if you don't want to play, I'm not going to blame you at all or hold it against you. So,
no.
Yeah. Lou, we're going to let you go. I appreciate the time. Glad to see that you continue to look young. And I do hope that we do this safely and healthy and it works. But if not, stay safe and let's keep in touch.
Okay, guys, you too. Always a pleasure coming on. Be well.
Awesome. The great Peter Labarde is joining us from Southern Ontario here as he awaits NHL resumption of play. I want to move around to more positive topics here. And one is the Canadian Football League and the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Now, you guys were sitting here this morning. We had kind of a fun moment in our morning meeting, and stick with me. Here's why. It's not the CFL Hall of Fame. It's the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. And the guys there will make a very clear distinction. Just like the Hockey Hall of Fame, it's not the NHL Hockey Hall, NHL Hall of Fame. Yeah, there's a distinction.
Oh, yeah, big time.
So on July 16th, the Canadian Football Hall of Fame will announce this year's induction class. And I got an idea who's going in. I'm certainly not going to spill the beans because, as you know, the executive director is a very close friend of mine, Mark DeNoble. So close that I call him Mark DeNoble just to tick him off because he gets that all the time.
Yeah.
So I said, Mark, called him right from the couch here in our morning meeting. We're trying to come up with a poll question here. Give us a bunch of names because I know they have a floating list of names that come up every year for induction, but they very rarely get voted in. Give me some names off that list.
Yeah.
And let's put it to our viewers who they think is most deserving to go in. Well, here's what we came up with. Oh, dang. I spelt one wrong. I got to redo this. Kent Austin. We all know him. And this is the daily poll for Capital Ottawa Universal Collision Center. Marv Levy. He is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for what he did with the Buffalo Bills, but he's not in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame for what he did with the Montreal Alouettes, which was winning a Grey Cup in the infamous Staples game. We just had Wally Buono on last week talking about that game. Remember?
Yeah.
His players all put staples in their shoes,
in the shoes.
To play on the ice, and they won. Marv Levy, Mark McLaughlin, the all-time leading scorer in Calgary Stampeder history, the great kicker who's been in this bunker, and Will Johnson, who a lot of you don't know, but you Calgary football fans will, and you know any Alberta pro football fan. He was a stud.
Yeah.
Stud, D-end, outside linebacker, hybrid, who went on to be a police officer in Calgary, I believe. Ken Austin, Marv Levy, Mark McLaughlin, Will Johnson. That's our vote. Which of these guys deserves to get in the most? And everybody's voting for Ken Austin, the great KA. 73% on Twitter, 80% on Facebook. That's our poll question today and will be a theme. But we're going to talk. Whoa, where'd we go? No problem. Already, Joe Lazito's watching in Long Island and he says, Marv Levy, get him in. By the way, Joe, I was hoping you'd write in. You can watch this show on Altus Cable in New York City.
Whoa.
By the way, I was looking it up. So, Joe, you don't have to watch on Facebook Live. You wouldn't be able to interact like you do now, though, if you're watching on Altus Cable in New York City. I'm just saying, check us out. Send us a screenshot. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Joe Lazito, the biggest Islanders fan I know. It's Jordan Eberle's mom's birthday today, too, by the way. I'm just going to put that out there.
Thank you.
Came up in my Facebook feed.
I like that. Just the rant, like the stuff that comes up in the Facebook feed in the morning.
We will, Clark. Clark's telling us to go to break.
Oh.
We'll be back with Greg Zahn, our Blue Jays Major League Baseball analyst. It's the RP Show you're watching across North America on Game Plus and watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We have had a lot of wonderful comments from our viewers today, but we're going to save the bulk of them until our next segment. Viewer Takeover with your thoughts on the return to play in sports and the MLS getting back yesterday. And now Major League Baseball teams are in training camps. They're hosting intra-squad games. And our Major League Baseball analyst joins us, Greg Zahn, 16-year Major Leaguer, World Series champion. And he's got his... Are you playing today, Zahnny?
Yeah, we're getting ready. We're getting ready to strap it on and go.
Yeah, always game like ready.
You know it. You know it.
Zahnny is the biggest.
Got my big one. Got my white. Got my replica. See that? All Rider Nation here, baby.
Zahnny, how closely are you following the plight of the CFL right now? You're a smart guy. You're in a Canadian market. Are you concerned about the future of this league, by the way, just ahead of getting into the baseball talk?
Yeah, really concerned about it, to be honest with you. I know that there's a lot of purists out there who, you know, want to see the game format, the league remain kind of intact the way it is. But, you know, I think that people might need to embrace the idea or at least entertain the idea of the Canadian Football League becoming kind of like a AAA for the NFL, you know, get subsidized by the NFL. I know I might be speaking some blasphemous words here, but, you know, it seems to me that, you know, there's a lot of talented players that, you know, deserve an opportunity to play, to keep playing. And, you know, who knows, maybe becoming an affiliated league with the NFL might be the answer to the future of this league.
I'm with you. And for those purists that don't like it, I would say you guys whip out your checkbook. You hold the fundraisers then if it's that important to you. You and I have had these discussions. A lot of people just don't want to do that. They just want to talk. I think Greg Zahn's quarantine 15 is you've lost 15 pounds, not added, by the way, Zahnny. Just talking to you makes me realize how much I miss chatting with you. You look great. Look at that. Yeah. His pipes. The pipes are still there. Yeah.
Been tough. You know, I'm a gym guy. I like to work out at the gym. And so, you know, doing body weight stuff and chasing my 5-year-old around and, you know, not always getting to a meal. You hit the nail on the head. I did lose about 15 pounds during this.
I can tell. So 60-game Major League Baseball season, your thoughts on how they got here and how you think it's going to go.
You know what? I don't want to be, you know, the Debbie Downer, but to me, 60 games seems like a waste of time, especially given the health of the players, the potential health risks to the game. 60 games is not going to mean much. And to be honest with you, I'm more worried about what's going to happen after the season. The collective bargaining agreement is up for renegotiation. There is going to be a major fight between ownership and the players. You know, they really screwed up royally on the CBA last time. And I'm talking about the players. It's obvious because when you see the free agent market go south back-to-back years and the players are all upset about how poor the free agent markets have been, how hard it is to get fair market value, let alone a contract in general. But they made this bed. Now it's time for them to lie in it. You know, they traded away their leverage in negotiations with ownership for creature comforts. And you know what? It doesn't surprise me one bit. These guys are, you know, more worried about whether or not their massage therapist is traveling with them on the road than they are maintaining a position of power when it comes to becoming a free agent. It was tragic, but now they're seeing the results of their poor work and the poor decisions that they made and the really poor collective bargaining agreement that they negotiated.
All right. So in the end, I mean, they voted on it. That's why it's a union, right? So they brought it in. And maybe you can explain to our viewers why the mistrust or distrust between Major League Baseball players and owners is toxic. We're just watching and going, wow, they hate each other. You look at the NHL and the Players Association, and I wonder, is it as smooth as it looks? You know, that they're negotiating protocols and extending the CBA. What happened in baseball to break that relationship so badly?
If I'm not mistaken, it's the antitrust laws that only baseball has. The ownership is not required to open their books to the Players Association, so there's no telling how much money they're really making. And I'll be, you know, devil's advocate here. You know, I don't believe there should be an industry where the employees make as much or more money than ownership. Ownership, they're the ones that take the risk. They're the ones that pony up $1 billion for a baseball team. And they're the ones that have to run the business. The baseball players are their employees. Just like NFL players, CFL players, basketball players, they're all employees. And I believe that they should be able to earn what the market will bear. But, you know, it's toxic because players want more and more and more. And I get it. When the industry is generating $9.5 billion a year at its height, I mean, you just take a look at simple math. If you were to cut it in half, and you know, just call it $9 billion for easy math, $4.5 billion to ownership as profit. The other $4.5 billion goes to players and pays their salaries. That's a lot of money. I don't have a calculator on me right now, but just even if like baseball was socialism and every player made the same amount of money, divide $4.5 billion by 1,000 baseball players. That is a royal amount of money. That's ridiculous. And they're fighting over, you know, creature comforts here and there. I don't get it. It don't make any sense to me. I was a player rep. I was an executive subcommittee member. We're talking about apples and oranges here. We're not talking about the same kind of dough. When I was playing, it was like a $4.5 billion industry, and we were scratching and clawing and fighting. But now, holy smokes. It teams like the Yankees, their television contract is like $800 million. They probably would turn a profit if nobody ever showed up to Yankee Stadium.
Right, which is what the entire NFL is, and they're not fighting at all. They say, we're playing. I mean, I'll kind of believe it when I see it. But I also know this. The fans don't really like hearing millionaires and billionaires fight over money. They want to talk about the games. So assuming all things are equal and they do play, what are the Blue Jays' chances of maybe winning the American League East with this exciting young team? I know. I had to ask.
You know what?
I had to ask.
Yeah, anything can happen in 60 games, but, you know, and that's why it's to me, it's such a ridiculous notion to play a 60-game season. Over the course of 162, the cream will always rise to the top. We've seen the Jays get out of the gates really poorly in years past. We've also seen them do decent. So who knows? If they get hot and, you know, other teams stumble out of the gate, it could be really interesting. But if we were in a normal situation, I would look at the Blue Jays as, you know, they're going to be battling it out for last place in the American League East. Boston's too good. The Yankees are really good. Tampa Bay continues to be good. So it comes down to who's going to be able to win more games on the mound, the Orioles or the Blue Jays. That's the big question. They're exciting. You know, we discovered last year that Vladdy Guerrero was a little overrated coming out of the minor leagues. Dante Bichette's kid, Bo, was a pleasant surprise, good-looking young player. They've got some nice pieces there. I'm excited for the future, but the short term, no, they're fourth place, maybe fifth. I don't know how many teams are in the East. Yankees, Boston, Tampa, Baltimore. Yeah, they're battling out for fourth or fifth place in the East right now, and probably going into next year as well.
Jays open at Tampa Bay, by the way, with Game 1. Lastly, Zonny, I'll say this. As much as I miss our visits, it's interesting our viewpoints. I mean, I love America for the reasons that you love Canada. I love the weather.
Oh, yeah.
I love the certain lifestyles. And, of course, I like gated communities and pools. That's not all what America is. But you love Canada for skiing and cold sports and all the things I try to avoid because I don't like being cold. Can you explain to our viewers why you love Canada so much? I mean, we've had these talks over pizza and so forth, but the people haven't heard it. Tell our viewers why you love Canada so much.
Well, you know, for the most part, it's the people, the down-to-earth people. I really enjoyed being here. I mean, things are changing here in Toronto. This is no longer the quintessential, you know, apologizing to, you know, Canadian town. It's lost that small town feel, but it's still a beautiful city, a wonderful metropolitan city. But then when you get into the rest of Canada, the vistas, the mountains, the streams, the landscape. I love skiing. I stink at hockey. I barely even play anymore, but I love the idea of getting out there and, you know, roughhousing with the fellas and, you know, slapping it around a little bit, making a few saves. drinking beers. I love the lifestyle. People are for the most part really laid back, especially into the prairies and out west. I really, really enjoy it. It's probably where I'm going to end up retiring at some point is in BC, fishing, hunting, playing golf, skiing, water sports, you name it. It's out there and it's available. It's all those elements are hard to piece together in too many American cities. So a lot of places in Canada can offer that. And, you know, that's really what I love to do is be outside and doing active things. So it gives me an opportunity to do that pretty much year round, which is really cool.
Right. But your wife, Michelle, she's from Kelowna, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I just remember her saying, my family loves like Greg. You. Yeah. And I'm like, well, it's because what you see is what you get. So you better like it. Right, because he's not phony. That's you, Zadi. So, yeah. Anyways,
an agenda by me for sure.
You know, and that's what people like, particularly out here, as you know, in Western Canada. So, when the travel bans are lifted and so forth, I can't wait to see you out here on the circuit. And I appreciate the time. Glad to see that you're doing so well, my man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time, Roddy.
All right, Greg Zahn joining us from Toronto. 16 years in the majors, World Series champ. Viewer takeover when we come back. Prairie Mobile text line. We'll check the poll results. Go to the Facebook wall. It's the RP Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. What's today? Thursday? Bidzy.com is for people who don't know who to contact when they need something done. So instead of reaching out to multiple businesses, just Bidzy it. Bidzy connects businesses with customers. It's free to post projects and free for businesses to give it a try. Head to Bidzy.com to get started today. We got something going here with what I've called, it's a new segment, Viewer Takeover. Nobody else is doing this in broadcasting. Were you actually listening to the viewers
right.
and the fans? Pfft, what are you, an idiot? Nobody does that. Well, we do. So Dan writes us on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Says, Dan from Regina, love Greg Zahn, proud member of the Zahntourage. Met him at a Pats game a few years ago. Our hockey team has a windup in the skybox next to his. Greg and Jamie Campbell came over and had a few drinks with us. Great memories. There's guys who get it.
Yeah.
Him and Jamie Campbell. Brady from Saskatoon writes in, hey, Rod, it's Brady. It's my 18th birthday today. Happy birthday, Brady. When we were 18, we were running across the border to where you could, where you were legal.
Where it was allowed, yeah.
Goes on to say, Wes McCauley is reffing in Toronto when the NHL returns. Who is more deserving of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame induction? I say Kent Austin. That's from Brady. And I would agree with you, Brady. By the way, can you name any other NHL referee besides Wes McCauley? I'll wait. Like, really?
I know.
Personality.
He's got personality. Wes has a brand.
He's got a brand.
And it's great.
Other breaking news, by the way. Nashville is out of MLS is back.
Yep.
I get my update here from TSN, a notification. Major League Soccer withdraws Nashville from the MLS is back tournament after an outbreak of COVID-19 within the squad. Oh, boy. You know everybody's watching the MLS
to see
how they do. Every other league and praying that they can pull it off safely.
Well,
is there going to be any teams left by the time this is done?
And does that happen in the NHL?
Right.
You know,
of course.
We've pulled out, so you automatically win the rest of the series. You know, teams got a 2-0 lead in the series, but half the team gets, you know, catches the virus all of a sudden.
By the way, our viewers, Lee Horton writes in and says, Kerry Fraser. Mike Phoenix writes in and says, Koharski, is it?
No.
These are all guys they haven't reffed in 20 years. Kelly McDonald says, Mike Hassenfratz. Has he? No, he's been retired in Nashville for at least 10 years. For whatever reason, they don't want personality in their officials. I don't know why. They want everybody to look the same. They don't even let them have their numbers on their back anymore or their names on the back anymore.
Eric Furlatt is number 27. Gord Dwyer's 19. Mitch Dunning's 43.
Oh, by the way, I got to say this. Don't let me go off the air without a poll update, but at the funeral... At the funeral for Mick Magoo last year, the longtime NHL referee, it was a room full of referees. Weird. Not the funnest guys in the world. Now, it was a funeral, but it's Mick Magoo's funeral. So it's a celebration of life. Everybody's telling funny stories.
Right.
But referees are like accountants or cops. They don't have funny bones. Poll update. Who is the most deserving of a Canadian Football Hall of Fame induction who wasn't first ballot? Ken Austin, Marv Levy, Mark McLaughlin, or Will Johnson? Ken Austin winning in a landslide, 56% of the vote on Twitter. Our credits are rolling. Join us at 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain for our CFL Sim broadcast tonight, beginning with the Calgary Stampeders at the Hamilton Tiger Cats, followed by the Toronto Argonauts at Saskatchewan Rough Riders on the Facebook Live channel, The Rod Peterson Show. That's it. We'll see you live in hour two on Facebook.
Quiet on the set, please. We're not doing a movie here. Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like Modern Men's Salon safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.